proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our study of the name for God, El Shaddai, translated as Almighty God. The phrase El Shaddai first appeared in the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis. God manifested himself unto Abraham, saying, quote, I am the Almighty God. Walk thou before me, and be thou perfect, unquote. The term Almighty God in Hebrew is El Shaddai. God spoke those words to Abraham prior to making a covenant with the patriarch. By using the title El Shaddai, God may have sought to assure Abraham that he, God, was up to keeping his end of the agreement. Abraham's son Isaac referred to El Shaddai when he blessed Jacob in the 28th chapter of the book of Genesis. On that occasion, Isaac told his son, quote, God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, unquote. Again, the term Isaac used was El Shaddai. The patriarch added his desire that God would grant Jacob the blessing of Abraham, which involved inheriting the land God had spoken about to him. Isaac had perhaps heard from Abraham how God appeared to him and revealed himself unto Abraham by the name El Shaddai. Isaac's benediction on his son Jacob might have intended to remind the latter that God had the power to keep his promises. In the 35th chapter of the book of Genesis, God alluded to himself as El Shaddai when he appeared unto Jacob at Bethel. On that occasion, he said, quote, I am God Almighty, El Shaddai. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. Unquote. Each of those instances stressed God's ability to keep his commitments to the patriarch. God's covenant with Abraham was unconditional. In other words, Abraham didn't need to do anything to gain the blessings that God had promised him in that covenant. The same thing was true regarding both Isaac and Jacob, heirs of that covenant with Abraham. In the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, the author may have intended to impart this idea when he wrote that, quote, These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth, unquote. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, each of the patriarchs believed that God was all-sufficient, able to perform that which he had covenanted to them. We can have the same assurances of God's provision, too. By revealing himself with the title El Shaddai, God lets us know that he is sufficient to meet every single need of ours. There is nothing we need that we can't find through the provision of God. God loves us. God cares for us. And because of these things, God will be faithful. As it's written in the scriptures, what he hath promised, he is able also to perform. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.